three-member committee that's been set up by the state government to investigate this, to look into exactly what happened and to come up with a report, which is due in the next 2 months. And the state government here is also saying that it's committed to now coming up with standard operating procedures to try to prevent such incidents happening, having certain criteria for such large gatherings. But for the people who are injured, for those, the families of those who were killed in this tragic event, that's just really too little too late now. The preacher's lawyer has come out with a statement which basically blames this on some kind of conspiracy, antisocial element, without really expanding on exactly what this means. And it also said that the preacher is very willing to cooperate in the authorities' investigations and actually called for investigations.